Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. 7 half the hour now. That's how I always start. The hour is the Good Day program, and why should it be any different here on the American Family Farmer? Many of the same stations that carry the Good Day program are happy to carry the American Family Farmer. Actually, of all of the shows that I do, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello, welcome to the American Family Farmer. I do a couple of weekend programs on the health and well-being of citizens of our country. I think the farm stuff has to do with that, and it goes well, frankly, in addition to the Good Day program during the week. So I start off each of our hours on the American Family Farmer with some news items, things that you may or may not know about, maybe a little extrapolation of the information. For example, here in Massachusetts, there were triplets born on a dairy farm. And I find that I've had twins myself. Those of you who've been following the program and know that I'm a cow guy. I've been around cows all my life. I've probably owned 4,000 or 5,000 cows over the history of my having dairy animals milked. The most I ever milked at one time was 150. We were selling raw milk, 100 gallons or more a day. And then the rest of the milk went into the pool. So I've had a lot of calves. That's the bottom line. I've helped a lot of calves, probably 200, 300, 400 calves be born. I have never, ever seen triplets. Yep. We've seen plenty of twins, and most of them aren't, they're free Martins and don't really work. But here's the story of three calves that weighed 35 pounds, actually a little bit less at birth. And they were born on this Longview farm out in Hadley, Massachusetts. And so they have a pretty good sized herd, and they have, as I have, they've never seen triplets before. Very rare phenomenon. So I just thought I would call that to your attention. It's kind of a cool story to see these heifer, they were all heifer calves too, by the way, and how much space they had in the barn, how they were being cared for. It was really kind of cool. Congratulations to the folks on the farm and to these young whippersnappers again, it's not unusual to have twins, but this herd, 600 cows, and so they don't, a lot of farmers, I used to do this myself, have calving in the spring when there was a flush anyway, but I didn't want to have calves during the winter time. Now a lot of people just do it year round for obvious reasons. Speaking of that, the circumstance with the price of milk and what we're being paid, I'm not in that business anymore, that is of milking cows and putting milk into the pool. But I was looking at the stats here, and I think we've talked about this off and on, about what was going on with the price of dairy. And in June, the dairy month, we were looking at $20 milk. Now, some places down to $16, $17, $18 a hundredweight, when last year in the spring, it was $34. So what's going on? Well, there are a lot of different things that feed into it, and one just wonders if farmers ever learn. We always buy more cows when the prices go up. The prices go down because we flood the market, and around it goes. The market is being sustained right now by the price of beef, because there's not enough beef on the market to satisfy the demand. So a lot of iffy dairy cows are being sent into the meat market, which I think is a damn shame, actually, but that's what's happening. All right, right to repair. Back to this again. Here's the gall from the National Service Repair Association, which has been for the past 10 years trying to make it easier for people to fix their own tractors, their own trucks, their own cars. He said, this guy that runs advocacy group said that the dealers are not in the business of fixing things. They would rather your stuff fall apart and die, so you have to go back to them to buy new, which I thought was pretty right on. So there's a lot of mounting pressure, growing interest in the fix-it culture to force manufacturers to make repairs more accessible, and that's why there are dozens of these right-to-repair bills that are still working their way through the legislative process in a number of states. Some states have passed, for example, New York passed one earlier this year, but there's so much opposition. Kind of reminds me, when you get right down to brass tacks, of what's going on with the AM radio thing in cars and trucks. Even though the government is going to require, they'll pass a bill, the lobbyists, you know, we don't really understand how lobbying works. I think for the most part, we're lobbyists if we belong to the National Farmers Union or we belong to the American Farm Bureau Federation. That's a lobbying organization. So far this year, General Motors and Ford have spent almost $3 million apiece lobbying to keep AM radios out of cars. Well, I carry it one step further in terms of the right to repair and what is going on with the process and how much money is being spent by John Deere mostly, but some of the other companies, some of the other truck companies like Freightliner, they don't want you to fix their stuff. You can't afford to get them to fix it, so you let it fall apart. It's the old business about, you know, the inadequacies of our system that allow or encourage people. It's the throwaway society. Throw everything away and start over again. Well, that's what this right to repair, the lack of having the ability for you to repair your own stuff. And you're not going to spend $115 an hour to have somebody come out, plus the tractor's sitting. I have just as an example, I found out the hard way this week, I have a 320 Cat excavator that has a problem with hydraulic oil overheating. I don't know really how to fix that stuff. I have the books, so I don't want to mess with it, frankly, because it's a fairly new machine. So we brought out the guys from, or we thought we brought out the guys from Cat. They looked at it and they couldn't fix it, so they said, oh, well, we'll come back to you in the next 3 weeks. So here's a machine sitting idle that you're paying for every month, and they can't be bothered to come out and fix it. They've got a three-week waiting line, and they said, well, that's the problem we had. Hey, you wanted me to buy something from you, so I did. Now, you want me to throw it away and go buy another one? It would seem to me that would be counterproductive, because if you see something that doesn't last, the product quality, you're not going to go buy that same brand again, are you? I certainly am not going to do that. All right, let's see here what's going on with policy. The ag chair wants to limit the Biden administration to spending a lot of money from the Civilian Conservation Fund. And the people that are in the House Agriculture Committee are getting upset about it. This money is being used for all the wrong. I mean, think about it. Leaders of the Ag Subcommittee in the Senate are investigating, and also with a call from the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Farmers Union, the idea of restricting how the Agriculture Secretary is using Commodity Credit Corporation dollars for things other than the commodity markets. And so here we go again. They're using it for climate change and things that should be done on the farm, so they think. This is not what this was designed to do. And therefore, here we have another policy that is being driven by politics. I mean, I'm naive to think that that's not going to happen, but as it happens, what are you doing about it? Are you talking to your senators, talking to your congressmen about this? This is outrageous. They're just taking the money and putting it into programs that politically they like, but that's not what the legislation calls for. All right, some food for thought. I'm going to give you something else to think about now. As we are working hard, all of us on our farms, it's hot, summertime, and we have, maybe you go home, you get home late, you eat your dinner, you have ice cream, and you go to bed. Right? Get up, do the same thing, and maybe aren't as conscious about what you're eating as you might be. So perhaps you might, as you're thinking about, well, this, I'm getting a little wasty here, I'm getting a little heavy, here's a success story you cannot avoid at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the number one product in America and around the world that helps you lose weight, support your system, and keeping it off is the priority, really. Losing weight, but keeping it off. Fabulous success rate. 86% of the people that get on this keep their weight off. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for the best deal and for free shipping. That's toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with one more item from the sort of political legislative side of things in the news this week. A couple of reps, one's a Republican from Pennsylvania, one's a Democrat from California, have reintroduced legislation this week that will help family-owned farms continue operating after a family member dies. This is the continuing story, which I have spent a lot of time on regarding the tax code and valuation and how producers are being excessively charged when it comes to estate taxes. So you can give these guys a round of applause. I think that this is very important for the continuation of family farms, which is what this program is all about. I'm not interested in big ag. I want to support the next generation of American farmers. And so these two fellows say we have to do everything we can to ensure that family farms are not burdened with sky-high estate taxes. And that should be, frankly, the same whether you're a farm or you're not a farm. But in this circumstance, it certainly applies to lots of farms that go by the wayside because of the outmoded and really just heinous taxing circumstances that exist. All right, so that's the news update. In a moment, we're going to talk about Live Aid here on the American Family Farm.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
After the hour, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have Jennifer Fahey back again. She's from Farm Aid. Those of you who are living under a rock don't know that Farm Aid is scheduled again. It's this year going to be at the 20. Jennifer, is it pronounced Ruoff Music
Ruoff.
Center? Is it Ru?
Correct.
What is it? Ruoff. Okay.
Ruoff.
Yep.
The locals
Ruoff.
Know it as Deer Creek.
Deer Creek. All right.
That's the old name before corporate sponsorship came into being.
All right, got it. Noblesville, Indiana. Let's see. It's scheduled for the 23rd of next month. So why was the Noblesville, Indiana, why was that location chosen?
Well, Farm Aid wanted to get back to the Midwest. We've been on the East Coast a little bit recently. And we haven't been to Indiana since 2001. So getting back to that state was really important for us. And to showcase what's happening there, I think most people kind of have the assumption it's all corn and beans and not much else. And there's definitely corn and beans, and there's a lot of really exciting things happening on the ground, and we wanted to highlight the farmers who are doing that good work.
Yep. So under the I'm interested in people who get into things like this. You got involved in this a number of years ago. I think you haven't been around since the very beginning, but pretty close to that, right?
I started in 2002.
Yep. So what is there about this that you get your kicks from? What is there about you're an East Coast girl? It seems strange that we always say this, that the headquarters for Farm Aid is here in Massachusetts, in Boston.
Right.
So is that because you're here and you were involved in it, or just kind of all the pieces fit together?
Right. So Willie, back in 1985, and John Mellencamp and Neil Young, who joined him as co-founders, they had no intention of starting an organization, you know? They're musicians. So they wanted to hold a concert. The concert was very successful. It raised $9 million. It supported organizations all over the country, including organizations that were really just getting off the ground, that are around and crucial in the movement today, like the Farmers Legal Action Group and National Family Farm Coalition and the Federation of Southern Cooperatives. And, you know, he asked somebody who was from Cambridge, Mass.,
Carolyn Mugar, to come on board and help him spend that money. And she went out on the road and met with all these farmers and farm wives, as they called themselves back then, and some still do, and fledgling organizations, and distributed the money, and the need kept up. You know, the next year there was a huge effort to push a new bill in Congress to help stop family farm foreclosures, and reform credit to give farmers a chance to restructure their debt and stay on their land. And Willie said, well, let's do another show. We got to keep at this. And, you know, luckily for farmers and for the ag movement, he's kept at it for 38 years. We do have an office in Cambridge, but in reality, we are, you know, our staff is all across the country, and we work 365 days a year talking to farmers on our hotline. We have a really strong hotline team that's working with farmers every day from all over. We have an advocacy effort, to help, you know, continue to push those bills that are going to help reform our ag credit system and our overall food system, which is so skewed towards corporate profit and not towards small independent family farmers, are not so small. And, you know, that's another good point about Indiana. It really gives a chance to talk about farmers at a different scale. You know, when we're in New England, there's a certain scale of agriculture. When you go into the Midwest, it's a little bit different. And we're talking with farmers who are farming 4,000 acres and doing it sustainably, organically, regeneratively, and really caring about soil health in their community.
Something to focus on as we continue. Jennifer Fahey here talking about Farm Aid this year on The American Family Farmer.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A defiant Rudy Giuliani is blasting authorities in Georgia after turning himself in on election charges.
Those allegations are totally false.
The former New York City mayor and Trump lawyer was indicted along with former President Trump on racketeering charges for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. The plane reportedly carrying the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June may have been shot down. Video online seems to show the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Wagner-associated social media channels claim the jet was shot down by Russian air defenses. Russian state media reports Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in the crash. Soap opera actor Nancy Frangioni is dead at 70. The All My Children and Another World star died August 18th in her home state of Massachusetts. The cause of death is not known. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Next half hour of our program, a lot of it devoted to the discussion of farm aid. This year's concert is going to be on September 23rd at the Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. If you haven't gotten a ticket yet, you're probably out of luck. I'm going to guess that the tickets are long gone. Are they not?
They did sell out immediately. But for your listeners, I think stay tuned because we're going to be releasing a few tickets that were held for production reasons that will go back out into the market soon.
All right. Okay. That's good. All right. So Jennifer is here as the communications director of Farm Aid. You mentioned Carolyn Mugar. It may be that most people, unless you're listening around New England or in Massachusetts, you don't know the Mugar family, which has been very involved in all kinds of things philanthropic. They controlled, I want to say it was Star Market or Shaw's, one of the two market, it was large at the time, but then they sold out to a bigger corporation. But they're in the food business, so they know business, if you will, the food business, and thus the request. I'm sure that there was a conviviality between her And Willie, after all, Willie knows pretty much everybody. Did I call you when I think I did call you when I was looking for tickets. I wanted to go to Willie's birthday at the Hollywood Bowl.
Did I call you?
I didn't
know. But I was able to go to that. It was pretty spectacular. He is an incredible person.
Yeah, he is.
Well, so generous.
Yeah, and then with Neil Young and John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews is now in it. When did Margo Price get involved?
She got involved, I want to say, gosh, maybe 2013.
Yeah.
Was her first show with Farm Aid, and then she came on the board in 2020. And Margo's first album, first of all, she's a tremendous songwriter, instrumentalist. You know, one of the great things about Margo's shows is seeing her behind the drum kit. She kills it.
Incredible. Really?
But her first album was called Midwest Farmer's Daughter, and one of the songs was based on the story of her grandparents losing their farm during the 80s farm crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She comes from Illinois. She knows this work really well. She's raising her kids in outside Nashville with gardens and, you know, going to the farmer's market every weekend and doing all she can to stay connected to her farm roots and raise her kids in that. You know, with that appreciation. So she's a tremendous asset to Farm Aid and really great to have a woman on board too. You know, she sees things in a different light and brings different things to the table. So
right. Yeah. No, there's nothing but good that comes out of that. So while I'm naming names here, who else is on the bill of fare? Because this goes on all day long. So there are all kinds of performers from all around the country. And so I'm wondering who are some of the others. I was looking at a list of people. Some of them I know and some of them I don't know.
Okay. And some of them you may not know the name of because they played in another band that everyone knows. For instance, Bobby Weir from the Grateful Dead. He's coming, Bobby Weir and Wolf Brothers, featuring the Wolf Pack, which is a 10-piece orchestral band, and they're going to be playing some Grateful Dead songs. That's going to be really fun. Lucas Nelson, of course, and Micah Nelson are Willie's sons, and they play and support Farm Aid every year. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, who come out of Denver, have supported Farm Aid for a lot of many, many years, deeply connected to this mission. They grew up in, actually, Missouri and have a big focus on small farmers and thriving rural communities. Allison Russell, who's come back now, this will be her third time on the Farm Aid stage. She's incredible and really just, and that was a name that people didn't know. And then after last year, she took away all the Grammys and really cleaned up at all the award ceremonies. A tremendous, beautiful performer. She's from Canada. The String Cheese Incident is another jam band.
What a name, huh?
45 years. I know. And they've been touring and playing their music for, you know, 45 years. And we're really excited to have them on stage for the first time. So, really fun lineup this year. And
a good time.
Yeah,
will be had by all. You know what I listen to? Willie has a channel on Sirius XM, and his daughter Paula is often. It used to be his sister was, but she's passed away. But the daughter is there, and she sounds like kind of an interesting character in and of herself. It seems like the reason I bring it up is because his whole family is involved in that the family business, if you will, and part of the family business is Farm Aid.
Right. I mean, we're in our 38th year now. Willie's wife, Annie Nelson, is on the board. She is extremely involved in, you know, the organic movement and in hemp and talking about climate change. And she's also very politically savvy and involved. Willie's kids, of course, grew up on the Farm Aid stage and now have their own sets on the stage and their own thriving music careers. His sister, Bobby, who we miss terribly, was always on stage with him playing the piano. And that has really been You know, sad to see, but incredible also to just have had those years with mm-hmm. Willie's family and seeing the kids grow up and everyone being involved. So really beautiful. Gordon,
the website for Farm Aid is not difficult to find, farmaid.org, farmaid.org, because this program focuses on family farmers, and because Farm Aid does, we seem to be a natural partner in promoting this. I just look at some of the results. I think the most important thing is what happens to the money. Who gets helped? And this year, we have so many climate things, droughts in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, Iowa, for example. And then you look at the water that has befallen not only us here in New England, but some of the southeastern states, and now the southwestern states. So how is it decided where the money, to whom it goes, and what the issue is that you may be following in a particular year to help certain problems out of the out of problemhood, shall we say?
Yeah. Well, it's really based on what we're hearing from farmers. We are led by Willie Nelson. His mission is to hear people, to listen and hear them and react and do what he can to bring his resources to bear on the issue. And so our hotline team, I mentioned them earlier, they're hearing from farmers every day, and so we're reacting to what we're hearing. Right now we're looking into Hawaii, and of course Willie is, he's based out of Texas and also Maui. And Hawaii has a strong farmers union.
Oh, that's right. He had a home in Maui. I forgot about that.
Yes. Yeah. And deep connections to the agricultural community. And so does Jack Johnson, who has been really an incredible supporter of Farm Aid too. So, we just are, getting money out the door this week to, Vermont and New York and.
Oh my God, the Vermont. I took a ride. I had to go up and pick up a piece of equipment. I went up to Lake Champlain and took the ferry over to pick up a piece of equipment on the other side of the lake. And I had to go up through Vermont the week after that horrible rainstorm. I had to go off the main road onto a dirt road that almost was washed out in order to get to where I was going. And you see where I ended up going, the cornfields and some of the other crops that were along the river, just mud. And how much of that, as the state was inundated, it was just amazing. So it would make sense that help would go there, because the weather is our friend and our enemy as well. Jennifer Fahey is here. We continue. She's from Farm Aid, talking about this year's experience and some of the specifics about who's going to get helped or where the money will go, what you're supporting, if you will, when you go to farmaid.org. Right now, here's a little support for those of you who'd like to have some fun. Get a couple of nights free in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. Do it now. First 10 callers, get in on the action, 800-419-3684. Yep, I said it. It was free. It is free. And so why not? If you've never been to Vegas, there's a good chance to try it out. If you've been and you like it, hey, why not go back again for a couple of nights? Maybe you want to extend your stay. You can do that. 800-419-3684 for two free nights in Las Vegas. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Back again for a few more minutes with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid, talking about this year's event, which is the 23rd of September at the Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. I'm guessing you're going to tell us a little as to how, if you have a couple of extra tickets, one might get an extra ticket or two. Is that kosher? Is that something that we can put on the bill of fare here?
Yeah, there are no details except stay tuned. We're going to be announcing it on our social media.
Right.
We
expect
the production team to be releasing those in the next few weeks.
All right, so there you go. Now, other things that you get involved in, legislation, you may have heard me before you went on the air talking about some of the legislative matters, the climate stuff. But there are, as you said, we're supporting family farmers. That's what this program is about, not about big ag, not about factory farms, not about any of that stuff. We're here to try to protect what's an important part of Americana. And one of the things that's a challenge I've noticed over and over again in the last few months as I look for the news from this sector are the mental health problems because of the obvious, the weather, the economics of it. So how there's a... On the website, you have some information, but that's a way of supporting people who are in need, right? Not often thought of, but very necessary.
Absolutely. And there hasn't been a lot of federal support in this area until just recently. So FarmAid, our hotline is there for farmers. And has been since 1985. It wasn't, you know, I mentioned earlier, Willie didn't intend to set up an organization, and so initially a hotline was not in anyone's brain. But what happened was there was a number to call to make donations, and farmers called that number because suddenly there was someone speaking nationally saying, this is a problem. You are not alone. Farmers across the country are suffering and being, you know, being put at risk of losing their farm. And so farmers called. We've had that hotline ever since. And with the 2018 Farm Bill, there became possible federal funding for supporting farmer mental health. Because in 2016, it really came to the forefront with the front page headlines about the suicide rate of people working in agriculture.
Farmers, yeah.
So that's how we've been able to beef up our hotline team such that we have 6 people, all of whom come from an agricultural background, who know what farmers are experiencing, know how to talk to farmers. When a farmer, you know, mentions something about agriculture that a regular person wouldn't know, these folks know.
Yeah.
And so that's one way that we're supporting farmers, helping them get the resources they need to support their mental health and also the other challenges that they might be experiencing at the root of that mental health and stress.
Yep. Well, it's important for also that it be input on the Farm Bill. Part of that would be there. Jennifer, thank you. Look forward to perhaps a review after the concert's over in September. Jennifer Fahey here from Farm Aid on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with my continuing focus, and especially with the conversation we just had with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid, looking into what the biggest problems are in farming and what needs to be in the 2023 Farm Bill. There are so many different things that are taken into consideration with this bill that really ought not to be in the bill, in my humble opinion, but what does need to be in focus is the federal government has gotten into our business, basically. They've gotten into food policy legislation, and that's kind of what this is. It's referred to as an omnibus bill, and every 5 years, the policy changes, the funding changes, the focus changes. What should the government do? What should the United States Department of Ag do with your tax dollars in order to help farming? And as usual, the politics of this have gotten way out of control. So there's more emphasis on the food, the lunch, school lunch program and things like that, rather than what's going on the farm. So in many ways, this is a bill that's not properly marked. It isn't really a farm bill. It does affect farming, but it's about the food system. So there ought to be two bills, in my mind. There ought to be one that's aimed at farmers that will help
to sustain agriculture, to deal with things like the estate taxes that we've talked about earlier, whatever it takes to keep the family farm going. And then there is the food that goes, the SNAP program, and how we use the schools to provide food. Now, that's fine, but it ought not to be a part of the same book because they're not related. I mean, other than the connection to the food system, you go back to some of the things that continually come, they leap out of the scream, the scream out of the screen, if you will. The economic crisis, why do we have a problem paying for food? Why do we devalue the American farmer? Why is it that you don't want to pay for good food? What do you spend your money on? What's more important? Food is health. Food is medicine. So that would be on my mind, if I were a legislator, I would want the agricultural system to support raising the right food, whether it be veggies, whether it be fruit, whether it be beef, animal, whatever it is, the best. We need to dominate our food system. We need to push aside the big ag companies. Is that realistic? Well, if we keep them from getting all the money, one of the reasons they're as big as they are is because the food industry has lobbied Congress to get their piece of all of this action. And instead of small and mid-sized farms getting the benefit, get screwed by the government. Not to put too fine a point to it, but I'm giving you my opinion that there's a lot of stuff that's coming. And I mentioned it earlier in the program. Vilsack wants to take money from the CCC and put it into climate stuff. No! No, no, that's not where it belongs. And the whole, this business, the existential threat of climate change, yeah, we need to protect the soil and water, but don't you think we're smart enough to do that on our own? We got to have the government tell us how to do it. You know, the stupid stuff from the EPA, like them wanting to declare a puddle in your driveway as a waterway. Come on. And that's why there's no respect for this stuff, because they come out with these stupid rules and regulations based on inexperience and theory. So at any rate, I needed to touch base on the farm bill, because I think that it is it's overwhelmingly important, not for the SNAP program and not for food stamps and not for the school lunch program. That's all fine and it's important. To, I guess, support some of that stuff, although I think we've gone overboard with that as well, made it too easy for people not to work and get free this and free that. Farmers aren't getting free anything. The big ag businesses are, but farmers need to have most the lion's share of whatever comes out of a real farm bill needs to go to support the way of life and the way food is being grown on most of our American family farms. So that's the way I see it. That's my thought on that. Check out our Food Farm Family segment. It's part of Good Day, and you can find all of the info that I discuss weekdays at foodfarmfamily.com. And, of course, every week a podcast for the American Family Farmer. You find that, the podcast at American. It's kind of a download. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.